So first of all, two things. Number one, to go back to the Rambam just for a minute. The Rambam in Zion Base, I just want to talk about that for a minute. And then connected to that, how? What are some of the answers to the question of how you can navigate the Gemara here on Bava Amud Beis, which says that B'fanei Nachtam, B'fanei Nachtam will also neutralize Irur Habal. If you hold, like Rabbeinu Avigdor, or certainly even the case of Gittin, assuming that's what the Rambam means, that Kim Shtaros is occasionally Daraisa. Oh, so let's talk about that just for a minute. So before we do that, just going back to the Rambam just for a minute. So the Rambam, of course, in Gerushin Zion base. Seems to say that in this situation where you have Irur Habal in a case of Gerushin, that in the absence of Kiyum Shtaros, that the Vlad would be a Mamzer, and the Get, meaning the Get would be Batel, and the Vlad would be the Vlad would be a Mamzer. Okay. Eitan, do you have that? The Rambam, just to get on the record for a minute, we'll discuss this, of course. But just to get back to that, just for a minute.
Yeah.
You have it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, you know, so far so good. Yiskayin v'chosamav is a good, you know, proactive, suggestion. But then the Rambam goes further, right? That part is not controversial. Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan also would require that if there's an Irur Habal, maybe even without an Irur Habal, there would be a Lechatchila of Kiyum Chosamav. Okay, but then comes the next line. Go ahead. Yeah, so that, of course, is very... what do you think about that, Eitan? Why is that important? Meaning, if this is only a requirement to Rabbanan, then it wouldn't be Teitzei Vavlad Mamzer, because the Get would be a Get Minatorah, and therefore, you know, maybe it would be a Mamzer Drabbanan, or maybe it would be like, you know, Gimel Gittin Tzulim, and you wouldn't even have Mamzer Drabbanan, but that, you know, etc. So it seems clear that the Rambam is taking a very harsh stance that if in the absence of actual Kiyum, that the Get is Batel Midatorah, and that the woman is considered to be an Eishes Ish, etc. Okay. In addition to that, the Rambam adds, in some Girsos, apparently this is not in all the Girsos, right? But in the, I think in the Shinuya and Niskos here in the Frankel, he said, Avar Aget HaRezu Safek Megureshes Berov Tfusim Yeshanim Chaser. Okay. So it may be like a hashmatal yedei hadomim, in the sense that he writes in the parentheses here, kanireh nishmat, right, min migureshes ad migureshes. So some people didn't have the next line, oven aget harezu safek migureshes. But again, in these texts, he put it in. Many of the mefarshim had it. So then it's oven aget harezu safek migureshes, which is also problematic. Like, what does that mean? What's the case? Is it still the case of Irur Habal? And in which case, why is it only Safek Megureshes? It should be, Vadai Eina Megureshes, right? If we just established that Irur Habal torpedoes, you know, the Get Minatorah, unless there is Ki. Okay, so there are two problems in the Rambam, but basically, if you have this full girsa, again, one problem is his psak regarding Kiyum Shtaros Daraisa, and the other is his, this additional point about Avad Aget, you know, only being Safek Megureshes, as opposed to Eina Megureshes Vada. Okay, good. So those are the two points in the round. So regarding the first point, what we've already talked about is, what is the basis of this din, and whether or not the Rambam, two things. Is the Rambam equivalent to Rabbi Avigdor? Is the Rambam, you know, even close to Rabbi Avigdor? Like, what's going on here? So just in terms of the language itself, in terms of what we already, you know, have seen, number one, the possibility that this Rambam isn't saying, you know, anything or anything nearly as controversial as we might have thought. That's the Nesivos's Ha'ara, which you can buy, you know, or not. But according to Nesivos, when the Rambam adds the words, you know, velo nodo edim edav klal, so maybe that's the key, you know, to not only solving the problems, like what do you do with the Gemara and Dava Mabes, but to establishing, to begin with, that really there's nothing, you know, as controversial as might seem in this Rambam. And that's according to the Nesivos, the Rambam, it's not imlo niskayim, you know, or velo no do elav klal, it's you know, the emphasis is on lo no do elav klal. In other words, and that's why he's mechadesh, that everybody would agree, and certainly this is not obvious, it's not obvious that the Rambam is saying it only in this case, and it's not obvious that everybody would agree even in this case, right? That no lo nodu edav klal, everybody would agree is kiyum shtaros doraisa. That's what the Nesivos is suggesting, and therefore there always has to be at least a reference point, right, to the edim. If we don't know who they are, like we've never heard of them, they're not, you know, people whose, you know, there's no name recognition, let's say, but at minimum, says the Nesivos, that's also a little bit mechudash, you'd have to at least know, you'd have to have some simanim that you could find them, like, you know, Joe from Hoboken, anybody, I hope nobody here is named Yosef and they're from Hoboken, you know, Bill from, you know, Billingham, you know, Indiana or something. So at least, you know, there's a way to trace, there's some information, you know, to track this down. The truth is that even if the Nesivos is correct, right, you could still argue that, you know, that's a chiddush of the Rambam, and that, you know, not all of the knows. The Nesivos, because he's trying to tamp down, you know, the Rambam, you know, is just assuming, so it's not mechudash at all, everybody agrees. I say, but there's a double chiddush in that. Number one, the limitation of the Rambam. Number two, the assumption, you know, that if this really, really is the emphasis on the case, that everybody would go along with it. Okay? So that second assumption certainly is open to question, although la halacha, he really holds his way. I mean, the Nesivos really thinks that if you have names that are signed in a contract, and that, you know, there's absolutely no capacity, no, you know, recognition, no name recognition, and no ability to, you know, to track this down one way or another, then that's it's very reasonable. Don't get me wrong. Certainly, from a you know Shavkas, you know, Chai Lekol Birya, or Derachel Darchei Noam, you know, to use the Ksos's more episodic, I guess, you know, perspective. So from that point of view, it's a very reasonable distinction. But that doesn't mean that it's, you know, accepted by everyone. Nor does it mean that you know, limits. So it's a chiddush for everyone else, and it's a limitation. We'll call it that. For the round. So that is one possibility. The second possibility, as we already noted, is that maybe this is limited to Gevurshin, as I mentioned in the name of the Rav. We don't have a parallel Rambam in you know, in Hilchos Malva Velova, at least it doesn't seem that we do, or in Hilchos Eidus. You know, this idea that more generally, whenever there's an error of the Baal, you know, that undermines the Kashrus Hashtar Midaraisa, the Rambam says it here, and he reinforces it, as we'll see in a moment, in Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Gevurshin and Halacha Gimel. We'll read the Beis Shmuel inside in just a second, but the Beis Shmuel points this out as well, that it's the other Rambam, which we've seen anyway, but Baha, you have it there, if you don't mind, Eitan, go ahead. Baha Baal V'Irer. The Yud Beis Gimel, yeah. No, in Rambam first, and then we'll talk about the Beis Shmuel in a second. This is what happens. The woman shows up in court, right? And Ha'isha Shabab Yamra Aisha Sisha Yisi Ugrusha Nina Menes. That's the beginning of the parak. And then Hayla Shneidim Shi Grusha Apapisha Ain Sham Get are raising to Nase Lakatkila. Hotsia get me tachas yada v'amr girshani bali bazeh mi with edim harezu nemenes v'tinase afa pishenu mekuya. That's the that's halakha base, and the writer says no, right? You have to have a kiyum lechatchila, right? Even if there's no error. So that's an interesting machlokus between the Rambam and the writer that we've already mentioned. Do you need kiyum proactively in a case where you have no error? Right, and the woman is holding on to the get. Then comes halacha gimel, kahed etan ba baal beirer. So if the claim of the iror, this is very interesting, of course, is kind of like an amana or something like that, meaning it's not a forgery, but it's not a legitimate star either, was never meant to be given, right? So eino nema shaharei. Even though, according to his claim, right, it doesn't represent anything. So that is very interesting. Meaning he's denying the whole thing. Apparently, there, as we'll see. Okay, aval imamar habal. Right, so the Rambam distinguishes between the claim of, kind of me'olam, lo nasati, right, and mezuyaf, which is grouped with pikadon and tanai. Okay, this is going to be important for us because we are interested in knowing, like in the range of issues, we're interested in seven things at the same time, but we're in the range of issues like the protective capacity of the shtar based on, Reish Lakish or its equivalences, like what, goes with what? Are there differences or not? So here the Rambam is saying if the claim of negating the shtar is tnai, pikadon, or mezuyaf, so that requires yiskayim bichosamav, obeidim mesira. Go ahead, vim lo niskayim. Because she's the one who's claiming that this is a proper gerushin. Now, when the Rambam here says "vim lo niskayim ena megureshes lios muteres la'acherim," what does he mean by that? So is that midrabanan, or is that minatora? Right. So the Beis Shmuel just links up this Rambam in Perikid Beis. We'll see the Beis Shmuel inside in a second. Perikid Beis halacha gimel with, now again, if that is the case, that again, I think there are two ways to read the Rambam. One is, excuse me, that the Rambam, when he says here, Vim lo niskayim enem gresheus lios muteres lacherim, that could be a din derabanan. Meaning, in the absence of kiyum shtaros, right, we don't allow her, she's not, she doesn't have the green light, she doesn't have the heter of muteres lechalada. What the Rambam does not say here is that if she goes ahead and she marries, that the vlad would be a mamzer. Okay, so it could be that this Perikid Beis halacha gimel, which a lot of people do not connect to Perek Zayin. There's a lot of discussion in the Rambam about Perek Zayin halacha beis. The Beis Shmuel, as I say, connects it to Yud Beis Gimel, and after the Beis Shmuel, because the Beis Shmuel did that, other people automatically did it as well. But as I say, in the Rambam itself, there's no reason, like if you only had the Yud Beis Gimel, you wouldn't assume that the Rambam believes that Kiyum Shtaros is Doraisa, even B'makom Ir Rabba. Now this becomes important, for a couple of other reasons in evaluating the Rambam. Number one, the, focal point of the Nesivos' argument that the Rambam only thinks that, you know, avlad mamzer and kiyum shtaros is daraisa in a case where there's no capacity, you know, to trace the edus. I mean, it's not even milsa davidi, you know, ligluye, because we don't know that, you know, that he's from Hoboken or Saskatoon or, you know, any of those, you know, ear of Ames, you know, be Yisrael, you know, that we're talking about. So, you know, if that's really the yisod of the Rambam's Chiddush, then, you know, it's just important to note that that is completely absent from Perikid Beis Halacha Gimel. Right? Obviously, Beis Shmuel doesn't think so. Right here, the Rambam speaks about just the taina of mezuyif. Me'olam lo kasavtiv u'mezuyifu. But here, it's not a case. You can't even read into it, the Rambam, that it's a case where lo noda ha'edim klap. That's number one. Number two is if the Beit Shmuel is right, so not only is that not a factor, but as I said before, it's not only mezuyif which creates this, you know, result, which is mechudash, but it's also imamar habal al tnai haya pikadon haya, right, as well. And again, it's hard to know where to draw the line, as opposed to, you know, lo nasativ lo el nafal mimeni, you know, umitsa'a oso, right? So then at least there's an admission, you know, that, you know, it was written as a shtar. The only question is whether it was a mesira. So in, you know, if the Beis Shmuel is correct, that these two Rambam, that the Rambam here also means Doraisa, which again is a, you know, it's hard to know. I think if you just read the Rambam alone, it's a 50%, you know, I think, you know, possibility. So then it's not just, I say, you know, a particular mezuyif, it's all mezuyif, and it's the equivalent of pikadon and tnai, just not the more unlikely scenario, or the scenario which negates, I guess, tfisas balashtar, without claiming that the, you know, cheftza, you know, is mezuyif. Good. It's okay. So this is, you know, this is one, you know, possibility. Even if both of these Rambams, or one of these Rambams, is of the opinion that Kiyum Shtaros is Daraisa, certainly one of the Rambams seems to hold the Kiyum Shtaros is Daraisa, as we noted, it still may be limited to Gittin and not apply to Shar Shtaros. That was the Rav's suggestion, because of the Baal retaining the status of Baal Ashtar. And even if you hold like Rav Elbel, who understands, you know, that it isn't a special din in Baal Shel HaGet, but he does think that it's a din in Baal Hashtar, it's you wouldn't necessarily derive from this Rambam, as we've already discussed, that in the case of the Edom themselves being Ma'arer, you know, that would necessarily be, you know, equal or even Kol Shekein worse, and that therefore that would have the effect of Kiyum Shtaros Daraisa. It could very well be that this is a special din in the actual Irur Haba. In addition to that, and to those factors, there's one other possibility to consider, and that is that maybe this Rambam is somehow connected, and this is what we talked about, you know, in the first shiur on this topic, the possibility that this Rambam is connected to the broader Shitas HaRambam, if you take that literally, which many people did, namely that Shtaros, Edos Shtaros, anyways, is only Midivrei Sofrim, and therefore what we mean by Kiyum Shtaros Rabban and Kiyum Shtaros Daraisa, anyways, is just different for the Rambam than anyone else, you know, and therefore, like, you know, you could limit the contagion in a way, you know, you're not going to say that the Rambam is Rav Avigdor, you know, if not for the Rambam's Gimel Dalid in some way, right, then there wouldn't have been, you know, Zion base, or maybe also Yud base Gimel, either. And that is something that some of the Nosa Kalim also suggest. And then one final idea, now we'll see some of this in the Beit Shmuel in a second, and that is that some of the Nosa Kalim, right, including, you know, the Taz, Eitan Sokolov, right, pointed that out to me. Let's see inside a second. And, you know, earlier ones as well, don't really take the Rambam and Zion base, you know, completely literally either. And that because of, Eitan, the Avad Aged part. So, again, it could be more a function of their incredulity or, you know, the difficulty of the Avad than an acceptable read in the Rambam. Again, but what people, you know, consider to be plausible, you know, interpretation is still a very telling, you know, function of A, the relationship between the legal issues as well as their own global conviction. So either way, it's always important. So when the Rambam says, Avad Aged, Harezu Safek Migureshes, right, so that, of course, is very, very problematic. Like, what does that really mean? You know, why would it be? So the Taz, actually, the way, what is it? It's in, that's the one in Kuf Mem Aleph, right? Oh, yes, I have that here, actually. The one, Kuf Mem Aleph, the Taz, you know, suggests that, you know, he points out what everybody else seems to hold. Do you have it there, Eitan?
Yeah.
This is Sif Katan Lamed Dalet. Yeah, if you don't mind. You don't have to read the Rambam part. Okay. And he quotes till the Magid Mishnah. We'll get back to the Magid Mishnah in just a minute, because that's also an interesting phenomenon. We'll start from B'Yesh L'Akshos?
Yeah, B'Yesh L'Akshos B'Kavakum.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I actually should have. Well, so what did the Magen Mishnah interpret about Kisha Avad?
That,
why is it only Safek?
So,
Dilma Yihav
Aget Kayim, Kayim is Kayim B'Kosna.
Because in the case of the, in other words, there's a downside to the get being present and the inability, you know, to be mekayim it, right, is kind of a reyasa, which the Taz is going to spell out in a minute more, right? But that's more of a reyasa. But in the case of Avad Hashtar, right, you don't have the reyasa, you also don't have, right, the ability to move forward. We'll see, he spells that out better in a minute, but that's kind of what he's suggesting for, that's implied, I guess, by the Magid Mishnah. So the Taz, this is an interesting point in its own right, is what Eitan brought up. God, B'Yesh L'Hakshos. Meaning, as long as the get, this is his argument, right? How does it go? As long as the get is kayam, so even if there's no kiyum, there's still always the possibility of kiyum, right? So, you know, and yet you're going to be decisive, and you're going to declare, because of the cheskas eishes ish, that, you know, she's eina megureshes, and her children are mamzerim. So it must be that what you need is positive kiyum, positive kiyum in order to fend off the challenge. I mean, the iror is mafkia, the kashrus of the get, you know, and, you know, you don't even consider the possibility anymore. And that until it's mekuyam, once there's an iror, the iror is posel. Correct? But in the case of Avad Haget, he's saying, so, you know, Kol Shekein, you should say, you know, that the error is, if error is posel when it can potentially be reversed, right, then shouldn't error certainly be posel, meaning it's the absence of kiyum and the presence of an effective present error, you know, that is koveya, you know, and not anything else. Go ahead. Therefore, Nema the Havasafik Migureshes. Ainza Ella Tema.
In the Latema, the Indian is Kayam, have in Tema's Tama Kayama, Eno Get, who
Yeah. This is, of course, and this is kind of what he's originally saying for the Magid Mishnah, right? Just spelling it out, what we said. Dikashu Bekan. Period. So basically, again, this is an interesting question. You know, within the worldview that, you know, that an error can have Doraisa impact, right? What we have here is an interesting discussion, whether the error is posel, right? Or the error is only matil safek, Doraisa maybe, or the error plus the reisa of not responding to the error, you know, is the posel. And the nafkamina, which is better, which is worse? What's the status of Abba? The only thing is, he doesn't like it in the end. I mean, again, even though this is, seems to be the pshat, he's saying it, you know, it doesn't seem to be correct. Why? Meaning, if it was really an error, so what's he saying?
There are some cases where,
in some cases, the inability to be mekayim the shtar, especially immediately, is not really such a reisa. Moreover, I think this is like the big, the, and that's like an add-in, I think, right? Befrat in b'mok. But I think the bigger idea is dimize ein kol kako chacha laso sablad mamzer. Meaning what? What do you think? What do you make of that? I think this is like a really interesting point. Meaning, if it were true, then Iror is pogame the shtar until, you know, now the shtar is puzzle until you're machshir it again. You know, so then, you know, we understand why there's a Vlad mom's there. But if the point, if you need the combination, right, of Iror, you know, and, but the Iror alone isn't posel, you know, it doesn't destroy the Eidus Shavishtar or whatever, or whether there is Eidus Shavishtar, right? But you need the combination of the error and the reisa of his silence, you know, so, and then we'll get to this, we'll see something like this soon. So, you know, I think this is a really interesting question, meaning that puts it over the top, you could say. Well, there's like a certain, you know, like if you were going to say this, and it sounds like that kind of what the Magid Mishnah is implying. So what you're trying to say is like, you know, the combination, you know, puts like this, kima, 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 you know, tav, la, tav, tav, la, tav, you know, kav, la, kav. Like, you know, you're like in a certain, like, continuum, you know, of trying to figure out, you know, the threshold of credibility and not. And, you know, you're getting, you're inching closer to it, you know. So, again, if you think that a combination of things, you know, can put you over the top, you know, then we'll say, oh, you know, there's irabal that creates a safek, then, you know, but what kind of a safek? And then the reisa of, you know, ikium, and that, you know, puts you over the top. But what the Taz is saying is two things. I mean, the second point he's making is a pragmatic one, and it's like, oh, are you going to measure the reisa? Like, how difficult is it? You know, like, again, let's say the guy's name, throw in the nesivas here, he's like, you know, you don't even know who the guy is. You know, that would be harder, obviously. Or, you know, he's traveling, or he lives, you know, in Timbuktu. So, you know, he's, you know, or Saskatoon, you know. So, I should never, ever mention Saskatoon, but, you know, it's like a certain risk that I'm taking. But the point is that, you know, what the Taz is saying is, it's the very fact that you need the combination, by definition, it's not one of these, you know, it's hard. That's an interesting halakha question. Like, when it comes to needing, like, decisive raya, you know, can you ever do that kima kima, you know, tzav tzav, by combining different things? And we'll see. This is, I think, like an implicit issue, you know, in some of the other perspectives on this sugya, too. The Taz is saying, you know, if the iror is pogame, that's like a decisive halakhic category. You know, so the halakhic truth right now even if it's a legal truth, is that the shtar is done for. You know, but if the shtar isn't done for, it's just that, you know, now we're going to see, you know, it needs the reisa. So then you're really just trying to figure out what's going on. And once you're trying to figure out what's going on, aren't you acknowledging that it's kind of a suffix? And if it's really a suffix, should that be suffix mam? Should that be mamzer? Mamzer badai. So that's a very interesting perspective. So thank you for bringing up my attention. In the end, what does he say? So the Beis Yosef says suffix mamzer. But that's the pshat. But he wants to say that's a pshat in the Rambam, right? So in the end, the Taz, because of this really interesting discussion, you know, ends up thinking, that the whole Rambam is just a safek, right? Not a din vada. Okay. So that's another perspective within the Rambam. Now, just to add to that, just for a minute, there's something in the Magid Mishnah, which is also a little bit sensational, I think. No one seems to really talk about it, except for the Beis Shmuel, which we'll get to in a second. And that is, anybody pick up on it? The Beis Shmuel, the Magid Mishnah on Zion Beis? Yes. Who said Barim Shama? Oh, yes. Josh. Yeah. Meaning?
Says that the reason why you
could say that
Vlad Mamzer is
in the
Gurekta is because he doesn't have a claim and he's
sorry.
Yeah. He has no claim.
So what do you think? Did the Rambam say that?
No. It doesn't emphasize her silence at all.
Correct. So that is very interesting, and the Beit Shmuel picked up on that. And I mean, the Magid Mishnah says it. You have, where's a line in there? One second. The he eni odas bazeh dabar. Right? So, what the implication is, you know, that if she were saying no, you know, if she were fending off the ira rabal, saying, I know for a fact that this is a legitimate shtar. Correct? Then that would solve the problem. So does her statement matter one way or another or not? That's the question. So again, the first point to make here is that in the Rambam itself, right, this is, Mandakar Shemeh. This is not there. Correct? So the Magid Mishnah inserted it. I mean, he must have had something in mind. Presumably, he too was troubled or was trying to limit this Rambam. Right? I mean, when will you say, that Tavlad is Mamzer? You know, what happened to Kim Shtaros de Rabbanon? Or maybe he's even bothered by the Gemara, of Bava Amud Beis. And again, there's no fuss, there's no fanfare, he just puts it in there, right? The Taz, when he quotes the Magid Mishnah, quotes it, doesn't say anything about it. Now, the Ha'ara that I wanted to add was, in light of the Magid Mishnah's interpretation, again, number one, you can answer Bava Amud Beis, you're totally going to limit the din of Kim Shtaros Daraisa. Doesn't make any sense. But before we get to that, there's another Ha'ara, and that is Perek Zion Halacha Beis the same, or should I say the other way, is Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel the same as Perek Zion Halacha Beis? Right? What's Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel, Eitan? Is Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel the same as the Magid Mishnah's interpolation of Zion Beis, or not? Is the Isha fending off the era or not? Well, the whole, basically, Ha'isha Shabab Yamra Eshes Isha Yisi Ugrushani. Right, Nemenes. Right? Then Hayala Shne Edim. Apabishesham get raised to Nase, Otsio get the Tachshana the Umra, Girshani Bali Baze, Harezu Nemenes, the Tinase Apabishena Makuyam. Right? That's Kamosha Biarnu. Right? The Ravid says, no, you still need Kiyam, fine. Then comes Ba Balvi Irer, but what the Ba Balvi Irer is in the case of, she said, Ezra? She said that she's Mugureshes. Right? I'm not saying it's impossible to say, oh, once she hears Irabal, she'll say, oh, well, I just assumed, you know, that the aid, but that doesn't sound that way. Right? In which case, again, that would be further reason, if the Magid Mishnah was correct, and if he, you know, wasn't just kol shekaining it, but this is what he meant specifically, to say, oh, this is a dinikim shtaros drabanan, yud beis gimel. Yeah. Barra, yeah. Oh, okay. Justin first. Yeah.
At least the way I understood the Magid Mishnah was not like, oh, I am divorced. It was more of like a tie not about the shtar itself, more than like the situation in which they're
in. No, that's what I'm saying. It's possible to still say she thought she was divorced. Is that what you mean?
And then therefore what? Like, it's more about like having a genuine claim of knowledge about like the legitimacy of the shtar. Like, she can't know. She doesn't. As were the
how could she? Why she? Does
why
she?
Why would she? A shliach brought a get to her. It had some.
I mean, in some cases, you know, she might not know. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But in many cases, she might really know. Mm-hmm. You know, she might just have knowledge of it and know that it's a totally legitimate. They discussed it. You know, I don't think she was invited to the signing ceremony, but all I'm saying is. That it sound right. I mean, what you're, if I'm understanding you, what you're saying is what I kind of just hedged on. Meaning, I can't say for certain that once the Baal was Ma'arer, that she is still Cholek, but what you, it, in Halacha Gimel, in other words, Halacha Beis, she's assertive. And Halacha Gimel, once he's, oh, yeah? I just, you know. But it I'm just saying the impression of Halacha Beis, the whole point of Perikid Beis, Halacha Aleph, and base is that she, you know, is asserting that, you know, in a positive way, that she's Megureshes. So while it's not impossible to say, oh, well, I just assumed.
Why would
but,
she think any different, right? Someone brings
I mean, maybe, star, but I'm just saying, I know, I hear it, and that's why I'm not 100% sure. But I'm just saying the whole tone of this whole parak and the whole discussion is relying on her. Maybe not, according to the Ram, you don't even need Kiyam Shtaros, because we're relying on her say-so. It sounds like, and this is what we were talking about also, that she's speaking in the name of the Aegis of the Shtar. She's a Tofes Hashtar, and she's making a claim in the name of the Shtar, which is very different than Magid Mishnah, which gets us to the point, just give me one more second, and then I'll hear the rest of what you're saying. Like, should it matter or not? That's how I was at Josh. Should it matter or not? Whether she claims she knows, or whether she speaks positively, or she just says, I don't know, I just got this shliach showed up at my door, so I just assume.
If we say the Baal is like a unique status of the Kobe's Baal Charis.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to take the view, right, that this is a blank check of Eidos, and therefore it's read into the Eidos Shebishtar by the Tofes Hashtar, right, then the counterclaim, you know, after the error, or before the error, you know, negating the error, is very important. So I think that actually fits in. That's, I think, when we talked about Yud Beis Beis and the Rambam and the Raidin, like, that's exactly one of the things that we were talking about, right? What about Shliach LeKabbalah? But even more, what about Isha? She's the Balas Hashtar, right? She's holding on to the Shtar. She's saying, Migureshes. That's probably why you don't even need, you know, Kiyum, according to the Rambam, you know, lechatchila. Of course, if there's an error, you know, that's a different matter. But that's why I think bepashtus, even though I agree with Justin, not impossible to say otherwise, but bepashtus, halacha gimel is a continuation of halacha beis, where she is, there's a dispute between her and the Baal, and the question is, he said, she said, about, you know, the kashrus of the shtar. But even after he said, you know, she's still saying. In which case, if the Magid Mishnah's point, and I totally understand the Magid Mishnah's point, you know, from a Reb Chaim, you know, Tfisas HaShtar point of view, is correct. And then, you know, if the Magid Mishnah was right, that, of course, is another huge limitation for this Rambam. But what I'm going to try to show in a second is that the Beis Shmuel, like, completely dismissed it. Yeah.
Maybe that's also why the Rambam, like Rebbe saw earlier, doesn't say human character days is being Daraisa.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So then you have to say that that Perek Yud Beis is just, you know, is a statement about Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan. There's no, like, again, it's said in a much more parva way. It's not in Nisei's, you know, Havlad Mamzer, right? Or Eina Get. He doesn't say any of that. He just says, there's no heter, you know, again, I think there are two ways, to be fair. One way to explain that is, you know, like, why the different language? Why even say it that way? The answer is proactively, there's no heter because of Kiyum Shtaros Drabanan. What about Zayin Beis? Zayin Beis. Either the Nesivos or this Magid Mishnah, right, etc. The other possibility, to be intellectually honest about it, is that no, the Rambam really wants to emphasize, as he done in the Halacha earlier, you know, that oh, you know, even though, you know, this doesn't work, you know, to be Mati or Lashuk, you should know that it's still that the Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura part, you know, is, you know, still applicable Agabe Psul Kahuna. Let me add to that, by the way, to answer Justin, and then we'll give Justin equal time, is that also that is interesting, meaning, avol nifso minakuna kamosha b'yarnu, shari pasla atzma ba'odos pia, ba'osa atzma kachatichas shalisa. If she was, you know, caving, once the Baal said, you know, the whole thing is ziyuf, and she's saying, ah, so we're really married, you know, and she was happy about it, or even if she wasn't happy about it, but if she was buying it, then frankly, this shouldn't, should there be an Isra l'kahuna? She originally said, I'm b'gureshes. But if she said Megureshes because she thought that the Edim were Ksherim, and when the Baal comes, you know, and he enlightens her, you know, that, you know, their marriage has never been stronger, you know, and, you know, he would never conceive of such a thing, or whatever. If he just says that the Edim are not, you know, these are not Edim, so where's the Shavina Shechaticha Di Yisura? Okay, Justin. Equal time. More time. I took, you know, 3 minutes, 7 minutes. You got 15, you got 20. As much time as you want.
Okay.
No pressure. Even though, that just occurred to me as I was talking that way, right, so, to be honest. Yeah. But I think it's actually correct.
You know what? I'll go with yeah.
No, I don't want to. No. Then they'll say, like, they'll say, like, I bullied you or something. What? Oh, no, but you could be convinced, also.
There was a lot there. One thing I really maybe the Magid Mishnah is not so far off from the Bris Barah. Was that something that Rebbe was saying? Was that she becomes like the Baal HaShtar, and therefore we give the Jigit
to what she's got? I know she becomes the Baal HaShtar, but the point is that if whenever you have a clash, I mean, he's the Baal HaShtar in the sense that he created the Shtar.
Yeah.
She's the Tofes HaShtar in the sense that it was written Bedasa Miskaya for her. The blank check of Edis is for her.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, this is like an interesting, when we were talking about the Fanadak, the Fanenechtam, right, and the role of the Shliach, you know, and that's a little bit what Asher asked me about the other day, like, you know, is that, you know, that's, like, when he says the Fanadak, the Fanenechtam, it's still in his hands, you know, that kind of an issue. So I think that this is a really interesting question. When we speak about the Tofes HaShtar, the Baal HaShtar, we're really talking about two different people, and, you know, the person who created this magnificent, you know, instrument, and the person who's the recipient, beneficiary, you know, all-powerful, you know, reader of scenarios, you know, into it, is what I'm trying to say. So I don't know whether you have, I think that's an interesting point, but I don't think that that's crucial or, you know, to the reading of this round. But I think what is, the more that she is Vadai, saying Vadai, the easier it is to say that the Eidos Shabishtar, not just the Umdana, is defended. Frankly, the Umdana is stronger when it gets support from the Balas Hashtar too, you know, obviously. But, you know, from a Reish Lakish point of view, that would be a crucial thing. Actually, I think in the Igros HaGrid, in Zion base, I think the Rav actually emphasizes, you know, the Taina of the Baal HaShtar, you know, as well. I'd have to look at it again to recall if he's connecting it exactly to... I don't think he talks about you. I have to check, actually, now that I think about it. I'll check that over Shabbos. But he, too, was like, you know... But the contrast, very sharply, would be the Beis Shmuel, which I'll read in a second. Yeah, keep going, Justin. You have more? Oh, we're in agreement, somewhat. You want to think about it.
I want to articulate it better before I say it. So.
Okay. Yeah, you mean you're still holding the possibility...
The possibility... I hear, like, it's a very strong argument against...
Yeah, I understand.
On the other hand, I think there is something here also.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Properly. Right. I'll come back to that.
Either way, it needs the... These are... But this is definitely more...
I will allocate the minutes somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have the right to... Bark, yeah.
It seems to me that there's this inescapable conclusion from Tesla on the base that the era of Baal has a deraisa import on the Cheftish Ashtar to let the Tokish Ashtar not tell a story.
Say that one more time. You take the Tesla on the base is our old friend. Just one second. And then I want to get to the Beit Shmuel, but... You want to go back to Tes Lamed Beis, where the Shliach case. Well, why do you want to bring that up here now? Apa Pishu Eid Echon, Nixava Eidim Shechos Mu'al Hagen. One second. She'ina Shliach Neman Lahatir Ha'er Va'apa Pishu Hu Eid Echon. This is Gito Mokiach Alav, right? Shechosmo al ha, shechosmu al hagen, shein kimishnech redusan ad sheyasham me'arer. But again, ad she, oh, I mean, that's a line. Ad sheyasham me'arer. First of all, either way, your hara. But is yeah, but we don't know whether or not. The only thing we don't know here again. Is Achi Yeshama'ara Kamosha Biarnu, is that Kim Shtaros Dirabanan, or is that Kim Shtaros Darais?
Well, I mean, this Sabbath Congressus, I think he's telling you, is the same parallel Sabbath Congressus that we have in Zion Beis.
Achi Yeshama'ara, Vimha Yusham Shnei Edim Sheyaidu. No, that's what that's good. Yeah. I hear you. We are saying, again, it's not. One second. But this is, again, this is error on the Shlichus.
There's no error here.
This is a potential error on the Shlichus.
He's just saying that Reish Lakish only applies when there's two Edim on a get.
On two Edim on a get, and there's no error.
Here there's no Edim on the get, which is why there's a problem.
Yeah, right. No, that part we understand. But I thought your diuk was Achi Yisham Ma'arer. So you're saying Achi Yisham Ma'arer. You're saying reinforces Zion Beis.
Achi Yisham Ma'arer makes it in a case where there's no Edim on the get.
Meaning it neutralizes Reish Lakish.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I don't know, but again, it depends what the error is potentially. Right. I'm saying the error here may be because this is what you're concerned about. The status of the shlichus.
No.
The potential error, which is why you need the reinforcement. What error are you worried about?
No, you don't need an error. There's no shlichus. There's no
edim
that you're being
rebuttal. I think what the Rambam is saying here. This goes back to the to our discussion of this Rambam, is whether or not, whether or not you need independent corroboration that he's a shliach. Or, in other words, do the Edim Shabishtar speak about the Shlichus in a way that if there was some error about it, they would defend it, they would substantiate it, correct? That's the implication. So, again, if you take the words just without the context, You're right. It sounds like there's, whenever there's an error, there's no reish lakish. I agree. But what I'm saying is the context is to explain why, therefore, you need independent corroboration of the shlichus, in which case this application may be limited to an error. Like, if there would be an error that he's not the shliach, reish lakish wouldn't help you here. Right? So then that goes to something that we've already discussed, which is in Reish Lakish itself, Doraisa, right, there are different, and that's what we're talking even about today. There are different types of tainas. One taina is mezuyah. Even within the world of mezuyah, if there can be, I didn't sign it, I signed it mezuyah, right? I signed it, but I don't remember anything about it. I'm talking about now the Orzarua and the other people. Then there's a whole bunch of other things. What about Pikadon? And what about Tanai? And what about Amana? Right? And then there's something else. I'm claiming Nafal. And then there's something even more than that. What about Shtar Chavyadi, my boy? So that's our next quick, discussion, right? And we already are doing it here, because depending on whether Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel is the same as Zion Beis or not, as I say, that's part of what's at stake. Having said that, so A, you're bringing up Teslamid Beis is great because, again, the line of Reish Lakish is vulnerable to Eror is totally consistent with the realm. But does that mean any Eror, or does that mean some Erors, things like Ziyuf, maybe Ziyuf only when she's Ani Odea? Or maybe Ziyuf only when it's Lonoda. Or something like, he's not a Shliach, I didn't appoint him, because that's something that's more extraneous and unnecessary, to the process. That, I think, remains an open question. Okay, but it's a great Ha'ara, right, to add the line of Zion, of Tes, Lamed Beis, to Zion Beis and Yud Beis. Okay, good. Are we good? So now we can go on. So in light of that, I just wanted to go back to the Beit Shmuel for a second, and then talk about the other Beit Shmuel, because he's a little... So in the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Aleph Nun Gimel, yeah. Anybody see that? Shai, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So basically, what is the Shulchan Aruch part is going to have you read the Beit Shmuel in a second, but... Yeah. What's the Shulchan Aruch part? What's the background? What's important about this Shulchan Aruch?
He just quotes the Rambam.
They quote the Rambam. So it's not like, oh, it's a Rambam in the corner, right? This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now that, again, if the Rambam is based on, Hilchos Eidos Perek Gimel Halacha Dalid, and Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, which is a school of thought, which we'll see in a moment, also quoted by the Beit Shmuel, right, then and like the Pnei Yeshua and people like that, then is the Shulchan Aruch committing to that too? So what you sometimes get, first of all, the Rambam is immensely influential, we all know that, that's Pashut, but sometimes the Rambam is so influential, right, that even if like his Psakim would seem to be connected to certain other Shitos that he has, it's still just very compelling, to accept the Rambam. Like, maybe he had this chush or something. So either they didn't see the connection, if the connection, is crucial, or they felt like in the end of the day, it's not unusual, but it's not such a rare phenomenon. But anyways, the Rambam is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Psak, right? What about the language? In Ba Baal the Ear of Amala Garashtim Yolam Megetshu Huvala Mizuyev, Hu Yiskayim Bechal Samav, Vimlo Niskayim, he does quote Velonodu Eidav Kla, which is, good for the Nesivas. Okay, Teitse Vavladma, but what's not quoted, because it's not in the Rambam, right, is, this Magad Mishnah line. Okay, good. So, go ahead, if you don't mind, Shai, the very interesting Beis Shmuel. This is Sif. Katan Ayin.
The Vlad Mamzer Vechulu offer to get rid of some grashes. Kain Kosov Haramba. The Kosov Hamagid Hatam, how will Habal toin bari mezuyah v'hi eino yodas?
Yeah, so again, he just threw that in. He eino yodas. Therefore, Hamid.
Hamid isha alchas kosta v'hi eshesish l'chein havlad mabzer vada.
Yeah.
Shar poskin sfer lehu v'hi sofik migrashes v'havlad sofik mabzer.
That's also bechudash, because that's, you know, if you hold really kiyum shtaros to be only drabanan, it shouldn't even be sofik mamzer. Not sofik mamzer d'oraisa, anyway. Go ahead, Lukura Kosha.
Lukura Kosha, Lama Havlad Mamzer Vade Ludas Aram, but most suffic Mamzer Dashar Poskin, the Kaimelan Kresh Lakish, Dummer Edil Hassim Lashdar, Havik, Motion Ephra, this is the basin, Yakium, Enu Elami Dirabonon, Im came Laka Khan, Savik Daraisa, Ala Savik Dirabonon, the Lama Kosov, they get bottle with Shar Poskin, Savik Migrashes, a Laka Khan, Ala Savik Dirabonon, the Chain Fiksha, Dirashach.
That's Shach. Oh, well, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's the Rashach. Oh, okay, I thought it was the Shach, but okay. You're right. Venirali.
Venirali mikan mochoch. Desfirale leharambam la poskim elu kagos mordechai de kedush.
Okay, so that is, of course, everything that I was not saying a few minutes ago. Right, but that's, you know, I think I mentioned then that the Beis Shmuel, I think he's the first, as far as I know. Again, I could be wrong. But I think the Beis Shmuel is the first to say that this Rambam is the equivalent of Rabbi Avigdor. You know, and without going in, as we see, to the niceties of maybe Gittin Shiny, maybe Baal Shiny, you know, and so on and so forth. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Siv Katan Tesvav, he writes that there as well, Mashka Safti. That's the one we saw the other day, the Simon Membeis. Sif Dalid, right? Yeah, go ahead.
With Moharik Shorish Ein Dalid. Chuvash Maharashtam Simon Aleph.
And here's where I think, again, I don't know if he's the first one to make this comment, but Bechein Muchach.
Meharambam Gershon Yubes Gimel. Vehator Vesimon Kofman Beis.
So the Torah Shulchan Aruch, I don't care about that so much, but, I mean, I do, but, you know, whatever. But the point is that, you know, he is just like, again, you have to look it up and say, is that the same thing? Because if it's the same thing, as I say, it's expanding it and negating some of the chilukim, and then also it's expanding it in a significant way, as we discussed. So I'm, and again, if you hold like the Magen Mishnah, it certainly doesn't make sense. Maybe. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Right. So he's assuming. That party is assuming, right? That right, Justin? The Beis Shmuel is assuming again. From the, I assume from the context. I'm also adding a raya now from the Shavi Nafshe Chaticha the Isura. But yeah, okay. Gam below ze
ein svara lomar kishalo v'toy mezuyah v'mal v'toy bari adif ma'alanu b'bari shalo.
Oh, so this actually is very interesting. Again, you know, you have to know what's going on here to appreciate what he's saying. This is where he's attacking. He doesn't say what I, you know, he should have added, in my opinion, that the whole Magen Mishnah is just an interpolation. It's an assumption. But there's nothing in the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis, and it may be even contradicted. But again, the contradiction, only contradiction, if you say what the Beis Shmuel says. I mean, the Beis Shmuel, on the one hand, is, you know, or in both senses. Beis Shmuel is expanding the Rambam by saying, A, the Rambam is like Rav Avigdor. Number two, which ignores all those other tzimtzum. Number two, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, is Zion Beis, which expands the Rambam even more. Right? And number three, you know, even though this part, I think, is the part where he's right, but the Magen Mishnah, you know, is not necessarily correct. But the way he says it is, now that the Magen Mishnah, you know, is not, you know, borne out by the language of the Rambam, or even only, he does make the second point, if you think Yud Beis Gimel is connected, the Magen Mishnah might have said, I don't think they're connected. The end of that story, right? But what he's saying is, Misvara, it doesn't make any sense. Why doesn't it make any sense? Ma'alanu bari shalo. Kishalo v'toin mizuya v'amal v'toin bari adif. Umalonu bebari shalom. Go ahead.
Shita kisharosh the ligvos yomar the shtaroto. Elavada im ba inon kimi the raisa kishamava in yodea. But I love it talking to see it. But lo amrinan edim shenechtim of kavosh shenechtari dusan. Kain hu afilu kishamava toin bari the shtaroto hu. That I love it talking bari. But inon kimi the raisa.
Right. So if you ask me, that's not so possible. Right, Josh? Meaning, if you hold that everything about Kim Shtaros Daraisa and Reish Lakish is an Umdana, right? Pure Umdana, or even if it is Eidos, but it's Eidos based on the Umdana, or Eidos, but it's just nothing to do with the combination of the Tainas Tofes Ashar, then this would be true. But as I say, there's good reason to think if the Malva comes to court, and I'm sorry, the Malva says to the Lova, you owe me $100, right? And the Lova said, it was due, last week, and I paid you yesterday, okay? And the Malva doesn't say, not true, Shtarka Biyari, my boy. Let's say, he doesn't need to say Shtarka Biyari, my boy. The fact, objectively, that there's a Shtar, even if he's not claiming, he'd say, I don't know, any O'Day. He said any O'Day. It doesn't say not true. Well, I don't think that's, again, unless you say Shtarka Biyari, my boy is not me, then Reish Lakish. But that's, either way, so this is a very important, Beis Shmuel's expansions are very important, and his negation of the question of any O'Day is very important. Okay, then comes, go ahead. The end comes the part where he wants to link all this up with the Rambam. Yeah, go ahead. The other Rambam. Yeah.
Vayin beches.
Choshen Mishpat.
Choshen HaMishpat.
Yeah.
Simin Choches. Shab Nenor, the Rambam, Svirle, Eidem HaChasum HaShtar, Mida Raisa, Havi Eidus Michsav.
Yeah.
Ela Chazal Tiknu, the Poskim Apishtar.
Now this actually is a little bit interesting, because again, when we talked about the Rambam Shita, this here's bringing the Rambam about Mipik Sabam, but as we noted, even the Ramban doesn't really accuse the Rambam, that a get shouldn't work with the Raisa. It's more that, the get should never be a basis for Raya that she can remarry. Whereas here, it sounds like, the Beis Shmuel is concerned that a get above the Medina Sayam, shouldn't even work as a get. Never mind as a Raya. But okay, yeah. Meaning that maybe we saw this, in Yeshua also, but this is earlier, of course, that maybe the pshat in the Rambam in general is afkin rabbanon lekiddush meaning. Just wanted to get that on the record. Yeah. If that were true, then you don't need the reason of cheskas eishas ish. Meaning, if the reasoning, if the Rambam really, really, really holds that edus shabishtar is only derabanan, and the reason that a get works, or at least using the raya of a get, to allow heter, leshuk, is because of afkinu, right? Then explaining that the irur habal torpedoes, requires a kim shtaros doraisa, is a lot easier. Right. So this, of course, a number of people we saw in the Ksos also, which is later, of course, the Ksos saying, when he talked about ksabiyat, right? Even though the Shach and others say that when it comes to Ksabiyad, Kiyum Shtaros is Daraisa, in other words, Ashtar Be'edim, Kiyum Shtaros is Darabana. But a shtar be ksavyad, or ksavyad, you know, kim shtaros is doraisa. If you remember, the Kso says, you know, not true, because we don't really mean Reish Lakish, but, you know, the phrase, he doesn't say this part, but this is the implicit, that this is a din in Duchos Eidus, isn't really true, because how, you know, for the Rambam, because for the Rambam, the whole thing is Divrei Sofrim anyway. I mean, they have this literal read of the Rambam, even in Gerushin, not like Reb Chaim, not like the Nesivos, etc. So he's saying, so what do you see? That Reish Lakish is just, you know, kind of an umdana. And if it's an umdana, then who cares whether it's ksavyad or edim? Bishlomo, if you're going to say it has something to do with actual edus, there's a difference between edus and ksavyad, odas baldin. Right? But it's not really edus, because for the Rambam that doesn't exist. So it's umdana. And don't tell me, which is one of the things the Shach said, that the umdana is different, you know, when you're talking about ziyuf, halova, as opposed to ziyuf, you know, ha'edim. That's not true either. So again, here again, you have this idea that, you know, then really, really, this isn't a din in edus at all. Okay, good. So, let's move now to the other question, which is, so what do we do about the Rambam and Rabbi Avigdor and the Gemara in Gittin? First let's just discuss the Beis Shmuel, and then we'll talk about the Pnei Yoshua and the Nevi Yehuda very quickly, and then I guess Sunday we'll move on to the other cases in Ksuvis and Balabastra just very quickly. But we have, you know, we'll be doing some of it now, like I say, Pikadon, Tanai, Nefila, Shtarkav Yadi, my boy, Shlichus, like where... Are you going to draw the line in terms of Ir Rabal, you know, in the self-protective capacity based on Reish Lakish, are there differences, you know, yes or no? Okay. So in Simen Kuf Mem Beis, that's the other one I wanted to look at, Kuf Mem Beis Beis, here is where, you know, the other question is dealt with. Again, the question is implicit in the Or Zeruah's attack on Rabbi Avigdor, but he doesn't, you know, really, you know, make it so clear, frankly. The Shach, again, I don't have to talk about, you know, history doesn't matter to me right now, but certainly in terms of prominence, you know, Shach, you know, really put this question, you know, on the map. Like, how can anybody countenance, you know, Rabbi Avigdor? It's against the Gemara on Vav Mid Beis. It says, Fanei Nechtam, you know, works even against Iror Habal. And, you know, ever since that question was formulated, you know, clearly it's haunted, you know, everybody. You know, well, you have to do something for the Rambam. Like, Baruch came to my, you know, my office the other day, and he was like, you know, do we have good answers for this question? Right? And he's right. Like, it's a bothersome question. So, yeah. So just at least what are the answers? I don't know if they're good answers, but, no, again, so we have a little bit already. According to Nesivos, we have an answer. You know, although that's not necessarily why he was proposing it, but it is a good answer. It would certainly work, right? According to the, you know, Magid Mishnah versus the Beis Shmuel, right? Although you have to bring that out, kind of, there's a good answer, right? But again, these aren't just good answers. These are nafkamina, meaning if you, according to the Sivas, like you would say, you know, the din of Reish Lakish really doesn't apply. You know, when we don't, can't even, there's no capacity, you know, of avida legluye, you know, etc. According to, you know, if the Rambam, that doesn't explain Rabbi Avigdor, but it'll help the Rambam at least. If the Rambam only meant it in a case where she says any odeya, you know, but every other case, you know, where she pushes back, you know, the ir rabal, you know, doesn't work, then that's fine. You know, that'll solve the problem. Yeah. Anyways, so what does the Beis Shmuel suggest? Sam, want to read the Beis Shmuel? You have it? What? Yeah, the Beis. Again, this is just where the Shulchan Aruch paskins the din. that, you know, b'fanei nechtam, you know, even in Eretz Yisrael, is going to work to neutralize your rabbah. So that's the halakha. Okay, go ahead. Oh, so how can you get away with b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, if kiyum requires two edim? That's what the Gemara says, right? Hol v'kiyum shtaros drabana. Excellent. The Kaimalan. So far, he's just writing out the Gemara, but he's explaining that's why b'fanei nechtam works not only, you know, proactively to serve the, you know, to solve the need for kiyum shtaros drabanan as an obligation to drabanan, but would even work, right, to fend off irur habal if that were the case as well. Okay, good. So far, so good. But he's not saying anything, you know, extraordinary yet. Okay. Yeah, keep going, Sam. Ma'akar shamar b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Good, fine. But now comes the problem. Yeah. Because the Chabad is following the Rambam. Excellent.
Right?
So here's where his answer is. We've made allusion to this. It's a little bit, it's in the same ruach, even though it's a little bit different than the chiluk that we already found in the Orzarua. Yeah, what's the answer? Sam, go ahead. B'Efshar? Oh. But remember, he's saying this on the Daraisa left. So what's the distinction? What's his distinction? I mean, the difference is that he's suggesting, for Rabbi Vigdor at least, that what? That the difference is if the iror takes place prior to the b'fanei nechtam, like, you know, the get is on its way. You know, and you put like a GPS tracker, you know, on the get. Okay, so you know he's getting like little, what do they call those things? Alerts. Yeah, I know the technology language. Technobabble, I guess. So he's getting alerts, like, you know, everybody's looking at their phone. Oh, the latest is the watches, right? Apple Watch. Yeah. So, you know, everybody, like, you know, oh, it's here, oh, it's there. So he says, what's there? What's here? You know, so he lodges this complaint. He says, the whole thing is a fraud. I would never, you know, the Mizbeach, he doesn't want the Mizbeach to start crying. Like, who would want that? Parshas Vayikra coming up. So, so then in that circumstance, right, in that situation, you know, Kiyum Shtaros, you know, is Doraisa. But once, you know, Beis Din was Mekabel, you know, the Shtar is a proper Shtar, I'm sorry, but Beis Din, once the b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam was already declared, right, at that point it's considered like, you know, a shtar mekuyam. So what's fascinating about, again, this is parallel to the Orzarua. The Orzarua says a little differently, right, Akiva? That's true.
In this position, it has to come before the b'fanei nechtam, or it has to be right after? Like, is there a carve out for reference right after the b'fanei nechtam?
It sounds like he's saying before, no? One second. Oh, you mean not in advance, but beyond? Okay. I mean, saying forget about the tracker. He has to be.
Like, what does it
mean?
It means efshar
deim asa bal miyad umaarer lo mahani, ela kishena maarer miyad beis shomer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Either, I guess it would be before or during. Yeah. V'oz hava ki'ilu niskayim al pi beis edim. V'su'a filo lima'ayra lo mashkechina be'kivim shekvar niskayim. But again, just what's important about this is that he thinks this is a din d'oraisa. So again, the Or Zeruah says this about Reish Lakish broadly, forget about Farnanachtam, about Kabbalah's Hashtar the Bezdin, which is Mechudash. Because the simple pshat is Eidim Achsum L'Hashtar, Nasa Kimisha Nekro Arjusa the Bezdin means Bishas Chasima, not Bishas Kabbalah's, you know, Haedis Bebezdin. And the Or Zeruah doesn't, as we said, it's a fascinating thing. He doesn't, you know, there's no drumbeat, there's no press conference. He doesn't emphasize, I mean, he says it four times, right? But he says it each time like sotto voce, right? Low voice, meaning, you know, I don't know if it's called Mamadaka, but he doesn't, you know, it seems like, oh, it's like a Dabar Pasha. So that's a fascinating, you know, thing to, you know, basically just quietly, you know, matter-of-factly, unself-consciously, maybe that's how power... I mean, to him, the Or Zeruah, I'm guessing, it's just like, you know, of course, Reish Lakish, this enormous chiddush, you know, Eidim Achsum L'Hashtar, Nasakim Shnechor, Yisum HaBezdin, you know. So at minimum, the Shtar should be in Bezdin before you say. But I don't think that's the mainstream view at all. And, but I think it's a very, you know, reasonable view. But doesn't get so much, you know, the rest of the Or Zeruah got so much attention. But here and there, some of the poskim, and they want to explain this problem for Rabbi Avigdor and the Rambam, they quote it as the Marik, because historically, you know, they didn't know it was the Or Zeruah. But what the Beis Shmuel is saying is something, the Nesivos actually quotes the Or Zeruah part, I believe, when he quoted it in Chosh Mishpat, right? That it matters bifnei bezin or shalom bifnei bezin. And he says, oh, because otherwise, is the mukzakus, like when the bezin received it, so it was mukzak that this was... you know, a Shtar Mekuyam. So since it was a Shtar Mekuyam, you know, so, you know, to be motzi from that, you know, is like, you know, shifts the onus. And that's why I was explaining that works even better in terms of Kabbalah's Eidos being a factor, you know, whether it's a din in, I think I have two ways, I think I explained the Or Zeruah one. Either it's like, you know, that's just a special din in Kibush HaNekor Yusuf HaBezit. Or, if not that, then it also is related to, I gave the examples of Ula, right, or the Rambam in Perek Tazayin Halakha, you know, Halakha Vav, the Nukhul Sanhedrin, you know, where the timing matters just because, you know, the way in which the processing of information, you know, and how it's initially perceived, you know, in formal, you know, receiving structures, you know, like Bezdin, really, really matter. In the Beit Shmuel, I think it's a little bit more mechudash, because again, he's not talking about when the Shtar came to Bezdin. He's talking about, you know, when, you know, whether it's, okay, so the idea that during the Fanay Nachtam, you know, the Eruah is not going to, you know, for him it's a din in the Eruah, you know, I guess. But the fact that the Durabanan of Bafanay Nachtam, you know, is, has Doraisa consequences in terms of the timing of the Eruah, I think that's even more mechudash than the Or Zeruah. And that's not a Reish Lakish halakha. You know, that is, you know, certainly a you know, receiving and perception halakha. Okay, so that is the Beit Shmuel. Then he goes on to say, Sam, go ahead. Then he goes on going back to, again, the same Rambam thing. You know, just, you know, it's so interesting how some of them really wanted to connect it. Go ahead. Well, Rambam. Meaning, if it's really the whole thing is Drabanan, the whole sugya is strange. Says at least, you know, in terms of what maybe this should all impact, whether Kim Shtar or Raisa Drabanan, he's saying, shouldn't that impact on the Gviya from the Nechasim Mishubadim in the end of the day? That's a Din D'oraisa. So he's Mechalek between Tosefes Ksuva and Ksuva. There's a whole discussion in the poskim, because the Ksuva and the Gviya, in addition to the regular Dinim of Shibud D'oraisa and so on, it's also a Din in, like, you know, the Medrash HaKsuva, But the Tosefes Ksuva, you know, is really not. But either way, it's again, Beis Shmuel L'shitaso, and that is that the Rambam Shita here is actually Rambam L'shitaso, you know, on in Eidos Gimel Dalet, which again, according to, you know, it makes sense according to a certain perspective, but it doesn't make sense at all, you know, from another point of view. Okay. Good. So now, I'm sorry, things are running a little late. Let's just try to finish up a couple more points quickly. Now let's go, any other answer? So the Lecha Mishnah, you know, discusses this problem in Zion Beis. Oh. What does the Lecha Mishnah suggest? Before leaving a Betzarach Iyun? You know? Al? Okay. Dovi? So actually, maybe it's like, you know, what the Pnei Yeshua, you know, ultimately suggests, but also isn't so thrilled about, is actually originally a suggestion of the Lecha Mishnah. Namely, are you? The what? No. Medik Dayak. Yeah, well, we'll get to the other point in a minute, but the Medik Dayak. Does everybody have that line? But then he just points out something that is factually true at minimum, and then the question is how legally significant it is. Namely, anybody? Anybody saw that in the commissioner? On Zion Beis, right here. Yeah. Go ahead. Right. So what he points out, you know, what he suggests is interesting, and what he points out is also, you know, consequential, although it's not ma'akev legamri necessarily. So what's he saying? That the reasoning is, the reason this would work, he's saying it for the Rambam, but it would, you know, help for Rav Avigdor too, is that b'fanai nachtam, you know, also engenders greater diuk. Right, so it's not, now again, this is also really important, because typically when, you know, when people, you know, kind of, you know, process, like this, you know, the din of Baba Mubeis, you know, is there enough gemina between Bafanei Nachtam, and, you know, Minat Torah, let's say, and Eid Echad? Like let's say you didn't have a funny nakta. Let's say you have an Eid Echad, you know, who showed up, you know, and he was Mekayim, you know, the shtar. Would that work connected error? In some of the Achronim, when they even ask this question, they're asking about Eid Echad. Right? They say, like, how could this work? He's an Eid Echad. So of course that's a minimal meaning when you want to explain why it shouldn't work, of course you're gonna say, like, you know, he's only an Eid Echad. So why is this Eid Echad working? So, but the answer, again, if the answer is, you know, some of the other answers, you know, then, you know, then it's fine. It could even be Eid Echad, because in the end of the day, it's only Kim Shtaris Drabanan. So, you know, the Bafani Nachtam, you know, maybe it is, you know, what were they betaking? Okay. But what I'm trying to say is, the Lecha Mishnah suggestion actually is not midin Eid Echad, right? It's based on the assumption, two assumptions, right? That it's based on, you know, medak dayik of the b'fanei nachtam person, you know, being a level of nemanus beyond Eid Echad, right? Assuming that can attain a doraisa status, and that from two points of view. Because what the Lecha Mishnah points out is correct, namely, our acquaintance with this Medak Dayak phenomenon is only to answer, Akiva, which question in the Gemara? What?
It's really a Chumrah, because Yaskibal.
Yeah, so the Gemara says, like, you know, you're, from a policy point of view, you know, your Kula, which is well-intentioned, may blow up in your face, right? Because when you lower the standards and allow her to move forward, you also put her at greater risk you know, if there is a challenge down the road, right? The old conundrum in law, like what do you, you know, and standards. So then the Gemara says, no, we're not so worried about it because Nedek Dayek. But the thing that we're not so worried about and the thing that we're discussing is within the worldview of Kim Shtaros Drabanan. This is all within, we're saying, Kim Shtaros Drabanan, and therefore we're Mekel. And then the Gemara says, good, Kim Shtaros Drabanan and you're Mekel, but, you know, is that wise, policy-wise, policy-centered? And the answer is, it is, because, you know, there's something to compensate or to neutralize, you know, the greater risk. Not foolproof, nothing's foolproof. That's how it goes. Is there any evidence in the Gemara whatsoever that the factor of Medak Dayak would ever, you know, rise to a Doraisa level in terms of Raya? The answer is no, not at all. That's what the Lechem Mishnah says. You only introduce Medak Dayak, which is an upgrade from Eid Echad, let's say. You only, you know, to solve the policy problem within the stakes anyway of Kim Shtaros Drabban. But whoever said that in Kim Shtaros Doraisa would work? So that's why in the end he's, you know, he rejects it and he leaves it with an intellectually honest tzorachiyun. He says, I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question. Right. Yeah.
So in the read of the Gemara on Daf Gimel, policy problem that Rebbe is referring to, what would that would have to be itself the Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Right? In the Rabbanan Rechoshesh Balaj or something like that.
Right.
And then made up Daif becomes.
Correct. Like that. It's all within the Rabbanan. Yeah. So what the Pnei Yoshua says in a piece on Bava Midbeis is a little bit different. Right? He's aware of this, obviously, whether he saw it in the Lechem Mishnah or just, you know, whatever. So he says, yeah, I know that the Gemara only introduces this Medak Dayak, you know, in this way. He says, but maybe that's how they introduced it. But once they introduced it, you know, or once they, you know, like also the Gemara originally, if you remember, like an interesting line that the Rishonim had trouble with, and that's like, it sounds like, you know, Gemara says, like, if there's only an Eid Echad, it's going to be, you know, puzzle when there's Ir Rabal, right? And then the Tosa said, we didn't really mean puzzle, we meant Laz, and we don't mean puzzle as Draban on Mishum Laz either, right? There was a whole discussion about that. So the kind of Pnei Yoshua, if somebody has a language, anybody have it? Open? Yehuda, you have it? Oh, it's up there. Okay, so he basically says, no, when that Shakavataria started, the Gemara thought that this was, you know, within the worldview of Kim Shtaros Drabanan. But, you know, really, once we finish with the Shakavataria, we're so, you know, taken with, you know, Medak Dayak. You have it? Go ahead.
The
Kami, right? So Kadaita.
I like the time of the Kara made of Gai. So I discovered one new, which is the El Makum Shein Orim. I need to push the LA high cool off. Cover who? I'm all about to ask the time of the Gai. I'm sure that's you with the Ika Orim, the Sarah Kim de Raisa, I'm lucky Ro Kochamim, Mohammed, the Shlech, the Bad, Nika de Mai, the Medic Gai. Behind the mission to Kanas Lunos, some cool as far as Zoo, Akmakum Isra de Raisa,
meaning in Echad, the base Baal, but of course there's some, you know, again, so just to make it clear, like one could have said this idea, you know, as the Pnei Yoshua formulates it, let me say it this way, even as he formulates this idea, there are some, you know, there's some reservation here, afilohaki ro chachamim lahamim, right? The Mokom, Kamahaino Mishum Takona Sagudos, Samchu Asparazu, right? Af the Mokom Isidaraisa. Meaning there's still in the Pnei Yoshua a very curious interplay, you know, between like the objective Nemonus of Medak Dayak, you know, and kind of some flexibility where the Chachamim have the right. You know, again, let me say it this way. There are, I guess, two ways to read the Pnei Yoshua. One way is to say that, you know, what the Gemara is saying is this Medak Dayak. And Medak Dayak is more than Eid Echad Neman Bisurim, and therefore it's enough for Kiyum Shtaros, even Doraisa. Okay? And what this other verbiage means is like, are we so comfortable with that? You know, maybe midrabanan, you know, we should still be, you know, machmir. Right? The answer is, it's also a guna, you know, so we're going to rely on this svar. Meaning, we know that this is short of edus. It does work midaraisa, but wouldn't you think that, you know, like, you know, we would still, you know, be demanding more, you know, even, you know, if we were only interested in the daraisa? And the answer is yes, but there's a little leeway. It doesn't sound that way to me. It sounds to me like, and I don't know how to explain this fully, but that there's, you know, on a daraisa level, there are things that are just don't qualify in the daraisa. And then there are other things, and they're only going to work in drabanan context. And then there are other things that are, you know, of course, satisfy the threshold of daraisa. And then there's kind of an ambiguous, you know, gray area, you know, which is minimally kind of daraisa, or could be minimally, where the chachamim have the right kind of to pass judgment, you know, whether something, you know, which b'dieved or minimally is daraisa, you know, can work, you know, or not. I'm not sure how that works exactly, but that's how it sounds a little bit, you know, in the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay. Either way, the raya, of course, is you know, is a very, as we've discussed, you know, parallel case, and that is Eid Echad, you know, b'misa sabal. Like, so when Eid Echad, so the Gemara, one of the formulations in Isha Rabba, in Yavamos, is that, you know, Isha Daika u'mimsava. Right? So the Gemara says, mitoch chomer, you know, she hosafta besofa, or something like that, right? You know, we were mekil, you know, betchilasa, because of Isha Daika u'mimsava. Meaning the Gemara there is exactly straddling, you know, this. How could it be, you know, that we're going to be matir, you know, it's the same problem. Here it's in a get, there it's in Misa Saba. How are we going to matir an HSH, Lishuk, you know, on the basis of an Eid Echad? Right. So some people say Afkinu, and some people say, you know, Mil Sedavid Li Gluye, you know, is Doraisa. Right? And the question is, what does the Gemara mean when it says Mitok Shech Marta Leha Besofa, right? You know, He Kalta Betchilasa, Isha Medak. You know, Isha Daika, rather, u'mitzvah. She knows what's at stake, you know, and therefore. So it's a really interesting question. Right. Like the Narbi Yehuda, in his tshuva, says, you know, that can't be alone, you know, a basis of raya, because, you know, this I don't think is a strong question, I just think it's an interesting question. He says, if that were the case, this is the Ebenezer Tinya, Kama Simin Pehe, that the Pisei Tshuva tells you to look at. He says, if it were just, he's really interested in the Agunov case, in the case of Misa Sabal. That's how he starts off, then he expands to our case. He says, if that were the case, then why do we even need the Eid Echad, you know, to say Misa Sabal? Why don't you just say, oh, she knows this could blow up in her face, so we trust her FBI quality, you know, investigation. She's going to hire the best detective. You know, she's not going to, you know, A, because, you know, maybe she wants, hopefully, she cares about her husband and wants to continue her marriage. But even more so because she knows, you know, that if she, you know, precipitously remarries, that, you know, her life is going to be ruined. Right? So why not? Why do you even need Eid Echad to tell her that, you know, there's Misa Sabal? Why don't we just say she'll, you know, if she, once she's satisfied, because she's investigating and, you know, she's convinced that he's not coming home, you know, then even if there's no Eid Echad, it should be fine. I think it's a really interesting question. I don't think it's a decisive question, because still ain't a dome, you know, her, you know, investigation, you know, as rigorous as it would be, you know, to the corroboration, you know, whether it's the investigation, you know, bumping up the Eid Echad, or it's the Eid Echad, you know, as a further aspect, you know, that integrates with the Umdana or the Anansadi of the investigation, right? Still, that, you know, wouldn't anybody, even somebody, you know, who's doing the most rigorous investigation, wouldn't they be more confident if they also heard that there was a single eyewitness? Right? So number one, it could just be that the Daiko Mitzvah is what strengthens Eid Echad and makes an Eid Echad Durabban, who normally would only be Durabban on into a Doraisa, in which case there's no question at all. And even if it's all in the Daiko Mitzvah, as I say, I just from a practical point of view, to me, there's still a huge difference. Anyway, that's the Nora Buna kind of dismisses it. It's fascinating that he dismisses it. Right? He obviously doesn't think it's a way of bumping up the Eid Echad. That's clear. And he's just saying, well, you know, if Medek Dayek, then Medek Dayek. You know, end of story. Okay. So, but anyways, that's what the Pinyushu was referring to. He actually is interpreting this way, and I think that's how he would answer, you know, the Nora Buna's question. Okay, we have to stop here. I just want to finish off with this and take a couple more minutes before we get on to the Ksuvas, Yudchesson, Beset, Tessim, and Aleph. So what I want to do is I want to talk about that Nota Bihuda, but there's also more in the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua has another answer. And if you get a chance, only if you get a chance, in the Kudras Achron of the Pnei Yoshua also, you know, he has a sensational answer. He has an idea that, I'll just say what he said, but you can look at it, that maybe Kim Shtaros Doraisa really only requires an Eid Echad. And the whole din of Kim Shtaros requiring Shnayim, that's a Durabanan, according to the Rambam. So that's also very interesting. So I want to talk about that and the Pnei Yoshua a little bit more and the Nota Bihuda as answers for these questions. And then I want to move on to, in addition to what we've, you know, seen already and discussed also today, what about, you know, Tanai and Amana and Ketanim and Anusim and, you know, Kshtar Chubyad, my boy, pretty much we did already. Let's do all of that, and then let's move on to Kaninan, and then Eid Echad Nemam Bisur. Okay?